G'day strategists and welcome back to the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. This is episode 3 of this little 6-part mini series of the podcast where I'm diving deeper into the key ideas from my new book, Engage, the Definitive Guide to Video Strategy. Now, this is actually episode 311 of the podcast. So if you're new here to the show, welcome. There's plenty of episodes for you to dive back into the back catalog. But if you're working your way through this 6-part mini series, beyond the book series that I'm calling it, then you know, I'm really excited that you're here for episode 3. Now, if you've already got a copy of the book, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support and I hope it's been really helpful for you. And of course, I'd love it if you could take a moment to leave a review, particularly on Amazon. Those reviews go a long way in helping other people discover the book and get it into their hands. And also, if you're ready and interested to go deeper into building confidence as a video strategist, then I encourage you to check out the Video Strategist Masterclass program. This is really where we, you know, where the rubber hits the road and where we build out video strategies for your clients and help you build confidence with that. So you can learn more about the Video Strategist Masterclass at engagevideomarketing.com/VSM. All right, let's get into today's episode, because today's episode, I wanted to frame it around one of the most foundational, powerful, and unfortunately most overlooked elements of an effective video strategy. And it's this: you have to know exactly who you're talking to. Now, I know it seems easy, right? But it's the one that I constantly see businesses forgetting or missing or overlooking in a very simplified sort of a way. You see, here's the thing. If your content is designed or written for everyone, then it's probably connecting with no one. So this idea, this principle of audience first, is at the very heart of what makes a video strategy work. Yet so many businesses, they skip right past it. They just jump into content creation. They start brainstorming ideas, or they hire a videographer or video producer without ever stopping to ask, who exactly are we making this for? So this stuff's all from chapter 7 of my book, Engage, the Definitive Guide to Video Strategy for Business. And the reason why audience is the first place to start with a video strategy is because answering that question, who exactly we're making this content for, is critical in building out an effective video strategy. And you need to answer this question not just in a vague, surface level way. I'm not talking about just saying we're making this for our customers or for the people who like our stuff. I mean really digging in. You need to know, who are they? What are they struggling with? What do they want? What language do they use? What stage of the customer journey are they in when this piece of content is potentially reaching them? If you don't have clarity around your audience, the fact is every other decision just becomes guesswork. Your messaging, your style, your distribution, your call to action, they will all potentially fall flat when you're unclear on who it's for. Now, in the book, I unpack quite a few different tools that help bring clarity here to this audience element of the strategy. And one of the most powerful tools that I want to briefly talk about here is something called empathy mapping. It's a simple framework which is mapping out an understanding of a particular audience segment around 4 key quadrants. So you kind of imagine it like a piece of paper kind of split into 4 quadrants. And at each one of these quadrants, we can write the words think, and then feel, and then say, and then do, right? So this is how we plan out an empathy map around the idea of thinking, feeling, saying, and doing. Let me break it down for you. So first of all, think. So here you need to start with really understanding and brainstorming, what is your audience thinking when they encounter your brand or your message? What thoughts are running through their mind? What are their beliefs, their assumptions, their concerns? What's keeping them up at night? If they're thinking, this won't work for me, or this sounds risky, then that needs to be addressed directly in your messaging, for example. Next, we need to break down, what are they feeling? Now, this is the emotional stuff, the subconscious stuff. Are they feeling anxious, excited, frustrated, confused? The fact is, emotion drives behavior. So if you understand, or you spend some time brainstorming how your potential audience or customers feel, you can meet them where they are and build trust from there. Next in the empathy map, we're going to talk about what they say. And here you're thinking, well, what does this ideal audience or this ideal customer, what are they actually saying out loud, right? And it's different to what they're feeling and what they're thinking often. So what they say out loud is more of the outward, tangible manifestation, I guess, of what they're feeling inside. So what are they saying to their colleagues, to their boss, to their friends? This might include more obvious objections or surface level opinions. They might say things like, we don't have the budget, or we've tried video and it didn't work, for example. But what they say isn't always the full picture. And that's why it connects to the next quadrant, which is do. What are they doing? What behaviors can you observe around your ideal customer or your ideal audience? What actions do they take or not take? This is where you start to notice the gaps between what they say and what they do. And this is where some real insight often lives. Maybe they say they value quality, but they keep choosing the cheapest solution. That's the action that they take. Maybe they say they want to grow, but they never invest in advice or training or strategy. So when you map your audience using these four lenses, think, feel, say, and do, you begin to understand them on a much deeper level. And when you understand them, everything else in your strategy becomes clearer. Your messaging, your platform choice, your tone, your timing, it all flows from audience clarity. To go a bit deeper on audience clarity though, another strategy that I break down in the book is the idea of creating some audience avatars. Now, you've probably heard of this before. Sometimes they're called customer avatars or buyer personas, and they can be a really useful tool for sure. But I like to remind people that you're not marketing to a persona. You're marketing to a person. So with detailed audience avatars, we need to go way deeper than just demographics or surface level ideas. So instead of just females 35 to 45 living in the suburbs, I want you to imagine her sitting at her kitchen bench. Kids are in bed. She's scrolling her phone. She's tired. She's thinking about a problem that she hasn't solved yet. What do you want your video to say to her, that real person, in that moment? That's the power of audience first strategy. And one more thing, don't rely purely on guesswork when you're getting clarity on your audience. If you're serious about understanding your audience, you've got to try and find ways to talk to them. Run a quick survey, hop on some calls, check your social comments, look at what questions people are asking in your DMs or your support inbox, or what are they saying to your sales team? These are clues, real world insights that you can use to shape your content in a way that hits home. Because once you know your audience, the content pretty much writes itself and the strategy is clear. If you don't take the time to truly understand your audience, the fact is your video strategy is probably just built on sand. Get crystal clear on who you're speaking to, and the rest of your strategy suddenly gets a whole lot easier. All right, that's where we'll wrap up this one. Remember, every effective video starts with empathy and clarity. If you want to go deeper into some of these tools like empathy mapping or audience avatars or the entire video strategy framework, you'll find it all in the book, Engage, the Definitive Guide to Video Strategy. You can grab a copy at engagevideomarketing.com/book or search for it wherever you get books from and grab your copy. And if you do pick up a copy, let me know. Reach out to me, ben@engagevideomarketing.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're ready to truly own your role as a video strategist, not just someone who makes videos, but someone who builds business outcomes for their clients, then check out the Video Strategist Masterclass. You'll find that at engagevideomarketing.com/VSM. Thanks again for tuning into this episode. I'll see you in the next episode when we're going to talk about one of the most misunderstood video metrics. And there's a whole chapter about it in the book, of course. We're going to talk about views. Until then, take care. Growing a video business can be hard, and I reckon one of the things that makes the game of business even harder is when you're going it alone. This is why I set up the Strategy Board Mastermind program, and I want to invite you to join us. The Strategy Board is a high-impact, collaborative 12-month paid group program specifically for the owners of established video strategy and production businesses who desire further skills, tools, inspiration, and guidance to achieve their goals. It's delivered in a controlled and facilitated discussion around growth and expansion of each business across the duration of the program. The strategy board is designed specifically for video strategists or video business owners who are actually in business and doing it and want to just do it better. The program consists of quarterly virtual board meetings, as well as monthly mastermind sessions. And alongside the other members of your board, you get direct coaching and support from me as together we hit targets and grow your video business into the business that you know it can be. To learn more and apply, go to engagevideomarketing.com/board. Fill out the short form there, and if suitable, I'll invite you to jump on a call directly with me to see how the strategy board could be the right fit for your business this year. That link again is engagevideomarketing.com/board.